This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Oh, but y'all, welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. Episode number 1,000,000,005.
And five.
Maybe you missed the last four episodes. Apparently, they got lost on the server somewhere.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Last time we were in here was 1,000,000,000, and today it's 1,000,000,005.
Five.
We did four of these things, and you didn't even hear one of them.
No.
What a waste of time.
Well, you know, our phones don't work, and now our uploading software doesn't work.
Does anyone listen to this? Do we ever get any?
Oh, sure, I can get the numbers for you.
Seriously?
Yeah, people listen to this.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Huh.
Don't worry.
All right.
The people are listening. In fact, they can shoot us an email to the men's room at KISW.com.
All right, sweet.
That they're listening.
Okay, we got some business. First of all, hope to see you in Stanwood on Saturday, March 15th for the shortest St. Patrick's Day parade that Stanwood has ever had.
Do they normally have a St. Patrick's Day parade?
Maybe the only one.
It's a good question.
Yeah. They ever had. Ted, you're kind of the expert here. We're going to lean on you. You spent some time in Stanwood.
I have.
Okay. What do you know about Stanwood?
I know it's the hotel, right?
Stanwood yes. Hotel Saloon, it says.
Supposed to be haunted.
And it used to be a whorehouse.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's what I've been told.
Maybe we'll meet some whores.
Ghost whores.
All right, yeah, come on up and join us. Meet some whores.
Yeah.
Our parade starts at 11 o'clock, and I don't know if we're going to be in the parade.
I don't know yet.
I don't know.
I think we're just going to wing it.
The Daily Mix Morning Show, they're kind of the grand marshals, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones that are hosting this deal, but it should be a good time. I mean, if it takes off from the saloon... And then ends...
At the saloon. Yeah.
I mean, so far, this is my kind of parade.
It really is.
This is a parade that I can enjoy.
And to the point, yeah.
I don't mind a parade. After a while, I'm like, yeah, okay, all right, well, let's go get a beer somewhere.
I'm not a parade guy.
It is what it is. But
I mean, New Orleans is a little different because they operate differently, but your standard parade, I'm just like, you know, it's fine.
Parade.
I don't think I'd go to a parade if it wasn't for my mom. She loves them. So sometimes I'll go to parade with her. That's about it.
How many times did you have to watch it on Thanksgiving morning?
We watch it, and then the Macy's downtown used to have a parade.
Jesus. Oh, really?
And I've been to the Stanwood summertime parade. I don't know what that one's for, but that was 2016. I think I took my mom up there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, once the Macy's parade downtown stopped, I was like, all right, Mom, I'm kind of done with parades.
Yeah, well, my mom, I don't know. It must be the generation. My mom loves a parade.
Yep.
They love it.
She was a baton twirler in the marching band.
That's why she likes parades, She's got skin in the game.
She's one of those people that loves a parade. And she loves a band. So growing up, the Mountaineer football games, the marching band would go out before the game. Then they come out at halftime, do their thing. They put on a great show, don't get me wrong. But when everyone was tailgating in the parking lot, my mom would go in and watch the band. Now, at the same point in time, I was selling Cokes at the football game.
All right.
But it was pretty empty. So for the most part, I did the student section because I wanted to fish where the fish were. Most of those people just use those Cokes for mixers. Matter of fact, I didn't even yell Coke, I yelled mixers. But the students aren't necessarily in there yet. But I'm on the other side of the stadium from where my parents' seats are. But I could look across the stadium and see my mother sitting by herself in an entire section as the marching band was preparing to come out and do. She would go in before the band even got out there to specifically watch the marching band. They might have changed one or two tunes a week.
Sure.
I mean, it wasn't like the big, they do the standard stuff, then they'll do a modern song, but it's the same. It's the same shit, right?
Yeah.
But I could look over there, and I'd just wave to her, and she waved back, and then she'd sit there, wait for kickoff, then normally leave by halftime.
And she's there for the band, man.
Yeah, she seriously was there, and after the band played at halftime, then she kind of checked out. Then she would go back and tailgate. I don't know what it is about those 70-some-year-old women.
I don't know.
They love marching bands.
Love fucking parades, man.
Yeah. And we're love gonna, them. We're going to love this fucking parade, too.
Yeah, this is what I'm looking forward to.
The Daily Mix Morning Show puts on Stanwood's shortest St. Paddy's Day parade. So you've had some beers, Ted, in the Stanwood Hotel?
I have. Had some in there, in January.
Okay.
All right, decent. Big spot, small spot.
And it's funny because that thing is right there, but then there's like a brewery. Like there's like three little bars of breweries on that one little street.
Ah, perfect.
And ironically, I was up there this summer, and they closed it off. So they had some girl performing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of neat. So they closed off their streets there. Very good to know.
All right. We're gonna need it. We're gonna blow this thing up, man.
Do they have? I'm assuming bar food.
I guess they do. I don't know. I always kind of pop in for a couple beers and then go to my buddy's house or
we got
Terrence's
pool tables,
house for dinner.
Got pool tabs. Looks like you got your steak. Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah, they got food in there. They got big old sandwiches and stuff like that. Okay.
I met a cowboy in there last time I was in there.
You met a cowboy?
Yeah.
The Stanwood cowboy.
Hey, he's been in the fire department for years. He had a hat, had the boots, and then his wallet like matched his hat and his boots. And I was like, that's a point.
His wallet matched his hat and boots.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's St. Paddy's Day. It is on the 17th, right?
Yeah, Monday.
17th, right. 17th. So it's on Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, what a shitty day for St. Paddy's
Day. No kidding, dude.
You know?
Wasn't like a...
It's a three-day weekend, I guess, if you take that Monday off.
But you want to take the Tuesday off.
Yeah, so Monday doesn't mean shit. Tuesday's the day you want to take off,
wasn't Cinco de Mayo on a Tuesday this last year or something like
was
that?
Was it?
Yeah.
Like, and I think the tough part is it's when it's on a Wednesday.
Why? You're debating taking off Monday, the rest of the week?
No, because Monday, Tuesday, you go, all right, we do it the weekend before.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, Thursday, Friday, you go, all right, we'll do it, like, the day after. When it's on that Wednesday, it's like, which weekend are we partying?
Do both.
Yep. You try to, but it just doesn't have the verve than it does when you just dedicate to one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's fair enough. But, like, St. Paddy's Day, Cinco de Mayo, it's an excuse to drink. So I think if people have to do it on the weekend, but the date is false, no one cares. Like,
correct.
Christmas, July 4th, those, like, they must be that day. But St. Paddy's Day and Cinco de Mayo.
Maybe I'll honor my mother and get on Amazon and order myself a baton.
You should get the whole marching band outfit.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll just twirl a baton down the street. Just, you know, like, do the thing.
I mean, don't you have to be in the front if you're going to do that?
Hey, wherever
you walk in front.
Yeah, true enough. Yeah. I'll just
have miles.
It's one block, man.
I'll just twirl it on my hand, you know? Wave to the people.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Get a hat with a plume
or maybe
on it.
You get like a hula hoop. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Street like this. Just gyrating the entire time.
Ooh, I wonder if I can get one of those stick horses, because you know they always have horses in the parade. Just
oh,
walk
be
around
awesome.
There, just have a little bucket of turds behind me that I can just keep dropping in the middle of the road.
Do we have a banner?
Make it authentic.
This
is real horse shit. The horse is fake.
Do we have a men's room banner we can hold and just kind of walk and wave? You know what I mean?
We could fashion one. Even if we just turn this guy sideways, we could probably do that.
Yeah.
It's just walking sideways.
Okay. So we're really there more for the drinks, is what I'm assuming.
Well, duh. What else were we going to do when we were there, man?
That's why it's a short parade.
Well, hopefully we can run into you up in lovely Stanwood, Washington,
just
which is
shots.
North of here. I know it's close to where Taryn lives.
It's like exit 215 or something like that. Like, it's up there a ways.
Is it? How far are we tearing up?
I mean, you got to go up past the casino and then... What was he saying?
Alani or whatever it is?
No, Alani's down south.
You got to go past the Tulalip. Yeah.
Tulalip Casino.
Ah, right.
Okay.
And then what's it? Exit 206, 207. Either way, you make a right basically into Arlington or you make a left and it'll take you through Savannah into Stanwood.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
You get up to those areas.
So Stanwood's closer to the water then, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Because if you're going west, yeah. All right, okay. All
right. Right, because it's right there. Like Warm Beach is right next to it. So yeah, you're right on the water.
What else we got? We got the first annual Miles Montgomery Classic. That is June 9th, a Monday, at Jefferson Park Golf Course. By the time you get this, hopefully there are foursomes left.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, they're selling pretty quick. But
good.
If you want to join us on that day, we're taking the day off. Basically, go out, get drunk, and golf with you guys.
Yeah.
So foursomes only. Get a few of your friends. It's going to be a great day, man. You get breakfast, you get lunch, you get a goodie bag. There's grand prizes and all kinds of different prizes along the way. Every hole will have a little something different to it, probably, as far as the challenge perspective. But it's a scramble, which basically means you don't need to send in a handicap. You don't necessarily have to be the greatest golfer in the world.
No.
You just have to get a good shot every once in a while. Make a good putt every once
in
a while.
From time to time.
That's it. And then if you don't, it doesn't really matter either.
Are we doing a deal where everybody has to put a drive on the card, as it were? You remember when you and I did that tournament last year that everybody had to count at least one or two drives?
Yes, we'll come up with those rules along the way.
Okay.
For sure.
Right, because that's the way I always knew scrambles, too. Like, at some point, it's like, dude, we got to use one of your balls. Like, hit something.
Yeah.
Right.
And look, and also, too, on a drive, we'll probably have a hole where you take the worst drive.
Sure.
And in this case, that drive still counts. So if you still haven't hit a good drive, you're still going to take that drive. So you get a check.
Exactly.
For your terrible drive. And everyone has to play from that point.
I'm terrible.
Typically,
driving,
you play from the best spot. But one hole, you have to play from the worst tee box shot.
Okay.
Oh,
to make it a little bit different.
Sure.
You know, but there'll be different kind of gimmicks on the holes and all that stuff. But hopefully, if you're interested in playing, get on that now. Because I know that in 2 days, it seemed like they were like, all right, we're almost sold out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So man, this thing's flying.
By the time you get this on a Friday morning, get with your friends, get online, secure your spot now. It's going to be a great time. We'll have the sausage. We're going to have the folks at the Fisher House out there. So there's a lot of good stuff. So basically, with the Fisher House, you make a donation, and then you have a chance to go to Black Raven and drink with us.
Mm-hmm.
So, an afternoon hanging out, drinking beer, Black Raven with us is included in a donation to the Fisher House.
Hell yeah.
A lot of cool stuff like that. A chance for you to go down to Salt Lake City and drink with the Mormons. We have a big festival down there called Drink with, what's the guy's name? Smith?
Joseph?
Joseph Smith. Yeah, the Joseph Smith Beer Hall.
What are we doing?
You go down there and get throw down with blonde-haired people and blue eyes. Or you'll go see Shinedown. I'm not sure exactly what the grand prize is. But I know they fly you down, they put you in a hotel, and then you hang out down in Utah. I've never spent any time in U-Haul.
Salt Lake City's actually not bad, dude. I've hung out there.
I'm spitballing on what goes down there.
Sure. I will say it's one of the more boring airports. Well, I got stuck. Yeah. I got stuck in there on a layover one time, and there is not a single doggone bar in there, man.
There's not a bar in the airport.
There is.
Is there one?
There is. Because back in the day, oftentimes there's not direct flights from like BWI, so like I stopped in Salt Lake City a bunch of times. I stopped in there so much. There was one place I went, and I really liked their wings, and that was like my thing. I'd be like, "Ooh, going through Salt Lake, gonna get some wings."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Unless they got rid of them, I haven't been in that airport in probably 10 years,
or maybe it was coffee. Maybe that's what it was. I couldn't get a coffee there.
Are they anti-caffeine?
What? I believe
so. Oh, my God.
Jesus. Mormons are. So, like, if you go to a Utah game, right, like, there are a lot of Mormons, but it's kind of 50-50.
Yeah.
So, they'll still sell soda and stuff, but, like, I'm pretty sure at BYU games, you can get, like, root beer or Sprite.
I'd say BYU is going to be a little more strict, I would think. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. We got to make a plan to get down to spring training, either this year or next year.
I think it's too late for this year.
About to say, it's running out.
Yeah, you didn't get the news, but Frontier Airlines, they are now flying out of Payne Field.
All right.
Which is closer to your place. So they're going to fly to three different locations, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. And the flights will be between $29 and $39, taxes and fees one way. So basically, we can get down to Phoenix for a weekend for $100 as far as the airfare goes.
Sure.
Fly to Payne Field.
Sure.
To me, deal done on that one.
We should broadcast out of Phoenix. If only we knew the GM of Phoenix.
That would be great. If they had a studio, we could work out of
that. That'd be awesome.
That would be really cool.
Do you think Odyssey has a branch down there in Phoenix that we could...
I don't know.
No?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go on our billion-five episode of the Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on Odyssey.
Yep.
Has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.